This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis signed two bills into law today aimed at reducing gun violence. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
One measure requires people to properly store firearms, like at home and when leaving a store after buying a new gun. Under the other law, people must report lost and stolen firearms. Democratic Representative Leslie Herod sponsored that bill. She notes that it's named in memory of Isabella Fallis, a young woman from Denver who was murdered with a stolen rifle.
We shouldn't have to come to this room, to this conversation, because someone is lost, because someone has been killed or murdered.
The Democratic-controlled state legislature plans to consider other gun bills in the wake of last month's mass shooting in Boulder, such as strengthening background checks. Republican lawmakers argue these measures infringe on constitutional rights and won't save lives. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Pueblo is in line to get more than $36 million from the Coronavirus Relief Act. Mayor Nick Grandisar says the money will help with economic recovery and stabilization.
So anytime we can get money in the hands of people, they're going to spend it. And, you know, they're probably going to spend it in the community. And that'll just generate a demand for goods and services here that will be beneficial to everyone, including the city.
The funds will be used to help essential workers, families, and small businesses. Red flag warning till 9 tonight for Grand Junction. Heavy snow expected later in the Metro Denver area. This is CPR.